If you've paid to renew your vehicle's registration in Arizona recently, you may have noticed a $32 fee attached to it. Lawmakers approved the new fee last year to use to pay for state highways, but at the time, they expected that fee to be around $18 and balked when Arizona Department of Transportation Director John Halakowski said the fee would need to be $32 to cover the needs of the State Highway Patrol. Joining me now to talk about how lawmakers are moving to push that fee back down is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good morning.
Good morning. You mean it's not a tax, it's a fee?
Well, we will get to that, I suspect. But let's talk about what exactly lawmakers are doing right now, because the governor has said he did not want the legislature to repeal the fee slash tax, which they had been talking about doing earlier in the year. What's the new tactic now?
Well, the new tactic is to take it back to where they thought it was going to be, which was at $18. When Representative Noel Campbell of Prescott proposed it, he got some preliminary figures from legislative budget analysts from ADOT saying, look, if we tax every vehicle, or excuse me, fee every vehicle in the state, here's what we can raise. Well, turns out some vehicles are exempt. Some people have 2 and 5 year registrations, therefore they won't get hit up until they renew. And then, of course, there's some question about what they put into that highway patrol budget plus the extra 10%. And all of a sudden, that $32 came up. So lawmakers said, okay, we're willing to go back to what it was, but we're sure not willing to have it where it is. And they voted 57-3 yesterday to take it back to $18.
So it sounds like, and it sounds like in that bill, they're saying that Director Halakowski still is free to set the fee, but the fee needs to be around $18.
Well, understand the games they're playing here. If the legislature sets a fee itself, a new fee, that triggers a constitutional provision that requires a two-thirds vote, which they can't get in general. If they allow an agency to set a fee, that requires a simple majority, which is how they got into this mess in the first place, because they were unwilling to set an $18 fee themselves. So we left it to John Halakowski, and guess what? Surprise, surprise, surprise.
So what does this, assuming that this bill goes through the legislature, do we have any sense of how the governor feels about this one?
Well, the governor insists, well, we need the money for the rural roads, because remember, the reason that they wanted the fee in the first place is during the budget shortfall, they took money from the Highway User Revenue Fund, which is mainly gas taxes, and used it to fund part of the Highway Patrol, which left less money for road construction and repair. So this fee was supposed to replace the money for the Highway Patrol to leave more money for the road construction. What they've done with this bill is said, look, we want road construction to continue, so we're going to lower the fee. We're going to take $47 million out of the budget, remembering they have close to a $1 billion surplus to fund the Highway Patrol. So if the governor is going to veto it because he says the highway revenue money is being shorted, he's wrong. I think he's just sort of decided, hey, here's a neat way to come up with some extra money. I get to keep my, it's not a tax pledge, but then I get to use the money we were using for the Highway Patrol to fund schools and education. So it's one of those interesting shell games that gets played with the state.
Well, when you talk about the fee versus tax issue, a large part of this seems like it comes down to the fact that the state has been unwilling to raise the gas tax, which is basically now where it was decades ago.
Oh, exactly. The last time the gas tax went up was in 1991, and I think gas was not selling for $2.75 a gallon back then. You've also got the complicating problem that cars are more fuel efficient now. You know, what's cars are getting now in terms of the 30 and 40 miles to the gallon. Plus, of course, you've got the Priuses and the all-electric cars. It just doesn't raise as much per vehicle as it used to. Somewhere, something's got to give. Now, there are some proposals that the legislature asked voters to raise the gas tax. The governor said, oh, we're not going to raise taxes, but it still hasn't come up with a plan other than, oh, we'll grow our way out of it. Meanwhile, you've got a lot of rural areas in particular, which don't have the kind of tax that Maricopa County has for roads, which are suffering with very poor roads, which need new roads, which need repairs on them. And for the moment, we're in this sort of political debate about, oh, well, we don't want to raise taxes, but, you know, trust us, the roads will get better.
Well, so Howie, finally, in the something's got to give category here, assuming that the governor signs this new bill and the fee goes down to $18 from where it is now, the $32, something's got to give in the budget, right? Either the roads and the highways don't get as much money as they thought, or the other priorities that the governor was going to use that money for don't get all that money, right?
Well, that's obviously true. There's only so much there. But again, given that the fact that this is an excellent year to try to fix things, you know, for example, they want to put more money into the rainy day fund. There's also some sentiment to pay off some of the debt. We mortgaged some state buildings in 2010 to balance the budget. And so this is probably a good year to put the state on a better financial footing than it's been on. But again, there's only so much out there, and who gets what priorities, you know, that's going to be decided. Oh, at the rate we're going, I'd say somewhere near July 4th.
All right, we'll get those fireworks ready. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thank you.
Thank you.